Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Grudge Inc., Grudge World, good afternoon-ish out here in the West Coast. Man, it's been nice and nice day out here. Everything's going all good. Got a lot of things to get after today. I'm like in a whole different mindset right now. There's some things I want to touch on real quick before I get into it. We got these kids out of San Pedro, out in Florida playing ball. We'll get to them in 1 second. I got to bring in Kev right now. Kev, you there?
What's happening, baby? What's going on?
Well, you know what? I got to set this up real quick before I get into the stuff I want to get into tonight. Well, I got to give everybody a little story here.
Yes, sir.
A little over a year ago, Kev calls me and says, "Tail, I want you to do this show with Grudge Inc." And I was skeptical about it. I figured nobody wants to hear me talk. I just figured who would listen, who would call, and lo and behold, a few months later, we had a number one show. And tonight, tomorrow, will be our 1 year anniversary on the air. There we go. Look, this dude wants a paycheck. He's on time tonight. What's up, Ty?
What's happening? What's happening?
I was just going through my story, man. That's why I'm glad you're on the show right now, man.
I had to come on, man. I was looking at this crazy-ass party.
Hey, T, I got one question for you.
Huh?
Can you believe we did this shit for a year, man?
Our 1 year anniversary, baby.
Yeah, that'll slap out, man.
Hey, T, y'all my boys, can y'all please explain how hard it is for us to take Saturday nights to do this show for people?
Oh, man.
And be committed to it? I mean, dude, how many times do you have to tell your lady, I can't go to dinner, I have to show at 10 o'clock at, you know? And I want to all my people, I want to say this to y'all now. I love you guys, man. I'm glad you guys, you know. And people said we wasn't shit, we weren't going to make it. But, dude, it's been a year.
So, Taylor, go ahead
and finish your thing.
Well, that's what I want to get to, man.
Well, first of all, I want to say I was looking at this Trayvon Martin stuff, and it's crazy they finally not guilty.
Wait, who's this?
Trayvon Martin. They found Zimmerman not guilty.
I'm lost. What happened?
Hey, y'all, give me a minute, man. I'm kind of pissed off. Give me one second.
It was last year. He's a so-called security guard of a neighborhood watch guy, and he was following this young kid, Trayvon Martin, because he had a hoodie on.
Oh,
he had a hood on.
Yeah. The kid got shot.
Yeah. And he shot him, killed him, and they finally just found him not guilty.
How do you feel about that?
Man, that's a wild verdict, man. That's a wild verdict. It's crazy, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, our court systems aren't what they used to be. I'll tell you that much, man.
Oh, man, that's crazy right there. That's crazy, man.
Well, you know, out here in California, man, you could have a double homicide and still get away with murder. Look at OJ.
Yeah, man, that's wow.
So people with hoodies now are open targets.
Yeah, basically that's what they're saying.
Man.
Young black males with hoodies on is an open target now, open invitation.
Okay, well, I'm Sicilian, so I'm half black, so I shouldn't even wear a sweatshirt for that matter.
Man, that's crazy, man.
Unbelievable.
Wow, that's crazy.
You know what, man? Hey, listen, we're going to get back to that topic because I want to talk more a little bit about that. Trust me.
Oh,
I
yeah.
want to get to this real quick. It's our one year anniversary on the show tonight, and you know, oh, wait, let me turn because I think there's people cheering in the background. There we go. Yeah, I knew they were out there giving us a what's up. But, yeah, man, 1 year on the show. And what I got to talk about today is, you know, you guys know I coach baseball and stuff like that. And we have this, I know it's a little off track, but out here in San Pedro, this is a big thing. We have this baseball team. I talked about them a few weeks back. They're actually in Florida right now playing in the 32-team tournament. And I was getting the videos from Jamie Lucan, one of the moms out there. Her son's on the team. And I'm telling you, this 10-year-old team is the absolute baddest team I've ever seen play ball. I went to one of their practices, and I would put these guys against anybody in the world. And I know when they're down in Florida right now, they're going to bring back that championship back home to Cali where it belongs. These kids are just absolutely phenomenal. And you can watch it. Anybody from the L.A. area listening right now on the Internet and stuff, if you go to www.ussa, that's three S's, live.com tomorrow at 2:30 our time, you'll be able to watch that game. Watch how badass these 10-year-olds are, and they really are.
Something to see.
They do stuff. But the head coach of the team, Chad Lusick, he's got these kids dialed in. And it was really cool when I got to see these guys. They come down to our field just for a photo op to go take pictures, their team pictures. These guys, it's like they smell the grass. They're on the field. They're getting over the line game going right away. They're supposed to just take pictures, and that's it, and try not to get dirty. You can tell these kids that. They're out there just hustling around. You know, I haven't seen stuff like that since long before computers and PlayStation and all that crap corrupted kids. Either these kids aren't allowed to play it or they just don't know what that stuff is. But, man alive, what a great baseball team he's got over there. And I know when they get a little older, I know I'm going to try and work some magic and snagging some of them over to my high school. I doubt it will happen. But, you know, you got to give the old college try.
Oh, yeah.
They play tomorrow, so the people listening in L.A., in San Pedro, tune in tomorrow, www.usssalive.com. That's where you want to watch the game live. That's where I'll be tomorrow at 2:30 our time out here and 5:30 if you're on the West Coast. You know the drill. They always get the sunshine first. But so good luck to the San Pedro Junior Pirates because they're a badass little baseball team. Maybe we get some of them to call in after, or I think they're going to be out there a week. It's going to take a week to win this all. So, good luck to them,
sure,
man. I want to just see if I can do a show live on the internet, commentating the baseball game, because I can pull it up on the computer and watch and do a show at the same time. We'll have to talk to the boss, see what he's got available for me tomorrow. But good luck to those guys, man, because like I said, 10 years old, man, these kids are badass. And you
they
know what?
The sport,
they,
you know,
in 10 years, you're going to see these guys playing college baseball somewhere. Division 1 somewhere, Division 2, and they're going to be heard of. Dare I say major league?
You figure out that young of the age, and they love the sport the way they do.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to see them playing up major league college ball, for sure.
Yeah. So hopefully those guys have themselves a good time out there and do what they do. And real quick, everybody who's calling in, and when we get in our topics and everything, if you want to chime in, go ahead and hit the 1 button at any time and jump into our conversations. Don't be shy.
Oh, yeah. Don't be shy, people.
And so listen to this now. I know there's a race going on. I talked to Drag earlier in the week. He's with I guess, one or a couple of the guys from the Oklahoma race cars guys.
Okay.
Supposed to be up there. So I'm hoping, I told Drag to have him call in. We'll have a chat with them.
Oh, they got a race up there?
At 66.
It ain't his race, is it? I know he got a race coming. I know Lil Tony had a race today at Martin.
Where at?
At Martin, Michigan.
This is at, what's US 66?
Okay.
That's what they're running at tonight, I believe.
Okay.
But I want them to call in. I just, you know, and I hate to beat a dead horse and bring this thing up, but I got to tell you, I actually sat down tonight and I watched the show. And my stomach's hurting from, one, laughing so hard. because the show that I watched, maybe I just picked the wrong show to watch, Tyson, but they had a birthday party, those dudes that drive that truck. They had a birthday party, a 13-year-old birthday party for their dog, and invited.
Yeah.
Now you can't get no more redneck than that. It's one thing to have a birthday party for your dog. Okay, hey, I get that. To invite humans over
and eating cake and everything.
You know,
You can't get no better than that.
Oh, wait, listen to this now. This is where I piss my pants. So the guy goes to race this Mustang. And he's got that same dog sitting in the seat.
Sitting in the front seat.
So listen to this now. This is where I lost my marbles, man. If anybody's never seen this show, outside of this being the stupidest fucking thing, this guy takes off, and he's got his dog sitting shotgun, and he's got his helmet on. He's all strapped in. No seatbelt on the dog. This guy smacks that throttle, and all of a sudden the dog goes out of the picture. Out of the camera frame, and I'm like, what the fuck just happened here? I'm like, you talk about cruelty to animals? These fucking rednecks have absolutely no common sense.
This has got to be a publicity stunt. This has all got to be to make their show better or pump their show up.
No, man, this is real. Might as well just chain the dog up to the side of the car and see how fast it can run, too.
He going through hell. I said the same thing. I'm like, that dog's lived 13 years. I don't need a dog in the car. I'll tell you, don't get a dog through the Chinese dude or the Korean dude. I'm like, wait a minute. I know he's not going to leave a dog in the car.
Yeah, it sure does.
Then they wonder why the dog ate it. That's why the dog ate and shit. He can throw all around in the truck.
That dog ain't going to see 14, man.
That's why he ain't walking well.
Yeah, I just, dude, I see some crazy things in street races. You know, you're getting ready to race, and you got the little imports at the other end of the track doing circles. That's kind of stupid.
But
putting your dog in the car when you go drag racing.
When you go to drag racing.
To me, that was hysterical.
That was a highlight.
This show's got to be on funniest or stupidest people because this was absolutely hysterical. It was comical.
Yeah, it was crazy. It's on now. I was watching the doc and that Mustang. Well, the same time you was watching with a dog. He had a dog in the truck. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Listen, memo to rednecks. After Nebraska, the earth falls off flat into the ocean, so don't go no farther than Nebraska, okay?
Yeah.
We don't need you guys out west, man. Stay where you're at. Yeah, I believe
other people from Oklahoma are going to stand up like, hey, listen, that's just a group that's out here. All of us is not like that.
Hey guys, I'm back. Did y'all see a guy? Some guys that whooped their ass at night. I thought I sent that video to Tim. Tim, send that video to T so he can see it. They're not as bad. It's a video where some boys had a. I want to say it was a small block Mustang, and they ran that Nova and whooped his ass.
What's Nova?
That murder Nova.
Oh, that talking about that orange Nova Mustang.
Was it orange or burgundy?
I think it was orange. I know. This week coming up, some guys called them out for. I think they're gonna do it for $2,000 or $3,000 and run that murder Nova. Orange or yellow Mustang, like a '95 Mustang.
So these cars.
Mustang said he called Chief and just told him. Whatever your fastest car, we coming up there to run whoever, whenever. Get y'all money together.
Wow. You know, I just... Maybe this is cool on the... And you know what? I got to be honest. I've been street racing since I was 16 years old. We've all done it. And I got to ask this question. And I want everybody on the line. We got a bunch of people on the board right now. I want to ask this question. Has anybody ever had a driver's meeting before they went to race? Because that's really new to me. I just got stuck.
Especially on the street. There ain't no such thing, no driver meet.
Everybody meet me at my truck. I'd be like, fuck you. Who are you?
Get out of here.
Meet you
man.
At your truck.
You the rule. You the rule maker on the street. Get out of here.
I put this show right, in perspective, right with the Flintstones and Gilligan's Island, and it's like, and the reason why I say those two shows is here you got seven people on the island and they can't figure out how to get off. You have a fire department on the Flintstones. Everything's made out of stone. So it's like two idiotic shows plus this one. Oh, dude, I don't understand it. Maybe it's just me.
What's so funny? This is the funny part. Is it seemed like you can't get no races on without Chief being involved, without his say-so. You got to call Chief for him to call somebody out for you. What type of mess is that?
Pimp daddy. And he don't even
you know
have a car.
Mean? We'll call Chief. I said, man, get out of here with that.
And they won't step out of Oklahoma, and they keep saying that they got the fastest cars around. Dude, if I had the 10 fastest cars in the United States, I'd be touring.
Hell yeah. And they can't complain because all of them are the big tire cars. All of them got 1633s on.
Yeah.
All of them big tire cars.
Yeah,
the only one that got the smallest tires is that orange Mustang with the purple flame. He probably got a 10W or something. All the rest of them big tire car.
What's up, Kev?
I'm looking at the video, so I let you guys know what video it is. I'm on it right now on YouTube looking it up.
Yeah, I'm open drag calls in tonight. Got one of them rednecks to dial in. I want to find out why we don't see Kelly on the show for fucking up their murder Nova car.
Well, you know how it goes, Taylor. Everybody is a chief in their own backyard.
Right.
Once you step out your backyard, you really see how much wind you got in your chest.
But you know the thing is, guys, that we with Grudge Inc., you know, we and other organizations that we have been going to different tracks to engage with other people. You know, these guys, I do know they went to Louisiana somewhere, and I think.
But
that,
see, what's so different? This is what's different about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think us and everybody else that's true racers wouldn't mess with these guys if they wouldn't label their credit so high.
Right.
You know what I mean? Once you label yourself, you're the fastest in the country, that's a big label, man. You know what I mean? So now you saying, okay, I'm the fastest in the country, so to hell with anybody else.
But
you know what I mean? And that's why there's a lot of people coming at them. Once you label yourself, you're the fastest in the country, you're going to get phone calls from everywhere.
Right, but they're still different doing is they're the fastest on the street.
Aren't you faster on the track, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so what? If you're fast, you should be fast, period.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe you tune your car a little bit different for the track or whatever. But the whole thing is like, these guys, and they're running their cars, it looks like 8 miles.
Yeah, it ain't quarter.
And, hitting 150 mile an hour in the heat and going, you know, doing all that stuff. And so.
And we see, if you look at it, they tell you the mile an hour. We are racers. So if they showing the mile an hour what they're hitting up to, they just told how fast he is.
Well, that's what I said. They're rednecks. They ain't that smart.
You know what I mean? They just told how fast they is.
Yeah, they definitely don't get it. And
no. they don't get it.
But it is kind of funny to watch the show. I found it comical, and I seriously doubt that I'll watch it again.
It's a comical show. You know, I probably like it, Teo, if they show the variety of cars in Oklahoma. You know what I mean? Not just the
probably
same 10 cars every week. If they show the variety cars in Oklahoma or the surrounding, you know what I mean, around Oklahoma or something like that, it'll be different. Every week they show these same 10 cars racing for spots. How many times you going to run for a spot?
Well, like I said, those 10 cars are probably it.
You know?
And
they showed at the track. When they showed them testing, they showed quite a few cars at the track.
Well, yeah, it looks like there's a lot of people out there, but,
yeah.
You know,
maybe they ain't cool enough to go on the street.
Right, what they're doing is they're trying to justify the street. But I'm trying to find this video so you guys can look it up and we can get better on the topic tonight. All right, I got it here. The Murder Nova versus Big Scott at the Gangster Fest North Star. I got that one.
Is that
we got Youngblood? Yeah, just type it in YouTube and you'll find it. We got Youngblood. Second generation versus the fourth generation street outlaw.
Yeah, all that stuff would give me a headache, dude. I gotta be honest. It gives me a headache just thinking about, you know, what it is that, you know, they're doing. All I know is that the Discovery Channel, they don't respond to my emails. And, you know, and I gave them the date to Business Race in Indiana. I sent it all to them.
Right.
And you know what? There won't be one car there from Oklahoma. There won't be. How far of a drive is that? Maybe 10 hours?
I believe so. Maybe about 10, 12 hours, something like that. I believe so.
I don't want to hear another redneck say 10 hours. That's a long way.
Oklahoma is Oklahoma from Oklahoma to Detroit is 12 hours, and what is it for us? It's 4 hours over there, so they're eight and a half hour drive.
All right, to Indiana. So shit, I ain't no excuse. I know they can hit you up right 8 hours.
No. And with all those cars they have,
I know they can hit all of them up and ride 8 hours.
They can come in and represent the state of Oklahoma with those 10 cars, and come with some money.
You know, Discovery Show won't come with them, so the Discovery can see how really what's the real deal.
Hey, I'll tell you this much: if Discovery Channel comes with them. Watch how fast they get dropped.
Hell yeah.
And start watching all the real cars.
Discovery's going to be following Grudge Inc. Like, goddamn. It's real racing.
Man, they'll get a taste of it all, man, from one side to the other.
Oh, yeah. Man, all Discovery got to do is come to one Grudge Inc. event. That one event that get them a year worth of episodes right there.
Shoot.
That one event, they'll film enough for a whole year.
Listen to this, man. Listen to this. Discovery Channel is going to come out, and they're going to film that whole event, that whole day. All it's going to be is about 15 minutes of tape after all the editing. We can't say that on TV. We can't say that on TV. We can't say that on TV. It's going to come down to about 15 minutes. It'll be a half-hour show. No, man, they ain't going to come out. They think whatever they have is interesting, I think whatever they have is hot, the moment or whatever. That's good. Whenever when they're ready to raise big kids, they can come on off the porch. But they did offer Chad they pay $1,000 for gas to go out there. And then they had him start off with the number, I think he said 10 car, and work their way up. And every race he won, they'd hand him $1,000. And he didn't have to put nothing up. So, now Chad's kicking it around right now. But we have to go there. That's the whole thing. Go there and go race on a street that all we're going to probably get is one test hit on and race one of their cars. Now, the same applies to the track, but you know what? The tracks are prepped. These streets aren't. So, you know, it's almost you're behind the eight ball. You know, they got it by their rules. They know their streets. You know, which lane's hooking and which lane isn't. You know, everything is to their advantage when
Hello?
People from out of state go there.
Hello.
So I think that if they go to a track or come out here and put it on an even keel and get after it and see what happens. Hey, another thing I want to talk about besides these morons, because I go on and on and on about them and their 10 fastest cars in the country. Did Kimo ever get a hold of Melvin? Did they ever iron all that stuff out?
No, I think Melvin's still ducking. Unless they did it at Lil Tony's race today, but I don't think he got in touch with him though.
I can't buy into Melvin ducking, man. Come on now. I think
Melvin wrote a check his ass can't cash this time.
I mean,
B is looking for him. Johnny Quick looking for him. Brian Davis looking for him. B is looking for him.
Didn't he get that race off of Biz though? I thought that race with him and Biz got postponed or?
Yeah, it got postponed. It got postponed when they wanted it. That day they wanted to do it. That week they wanted to do it. That's when Indiana, Chicago had that big rainstorm and the track was flooded.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that memo.
So they postponed it and Melvin wanted to do it, but Bills was at it down south. So then after that, Melvin ain't brought it up no more. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I think he wrote a check his ass can't cash this time.
Yeah, I still think, I don't know. I guess it don't matter what I think. But I can't speak on Melvin, but I don't know why he's not racing them. I remember the one time on the show Melvin got into Kimo pretty hard.
Yeah, because he knew Kimo car wasn't together. Kimo car together, and that last event Lil Tony threw, Kimo made a shakedown. That was a hell of a shakedown. That was a hell of a shakedown. So, Melvin don't want the type of problem. After Kimo made that shakedown, he called Melvin out right then and there. Melvin's like, I don't want them problems. Something wrong with my car. Kimo's like, okay, cool. Get your car together, no problem, but you ain't going to duck this one. But I think that's the last time he's too tough.
He's not even letting him off the hook, then, huh?
No, he ain't letting him off the hook. For what I've seen, that shakedown, I've seen Chemo can get Melvin 1-1 if he wanted to.
Really? In a quarter mile?
If Chemo decided to do that, he can get Melvin 1-1. And gapping.
Dang. I'm surprised
he was talking when everybody's car was down. Everybody was figuring their car out. Now a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, they don't figure their car out, getting their cars to come around, and it ain't easy like he thought it was. You know, if he was smart, he'd have kept his mouth closed and caught them in the stages when they was trying to figure their car out. You know what I mean? But now, they ain't got their cars just about figured out, you know what I'm saying? And shit, it ain't that easy. I knew Melvin was talking shit when he talking about he wanted to run Mississippi Joe.
Oh, I must have missed that. That wasn't on our show.
That's before, the accident and all that happened. So he's talking about he wanted to run Mississippi Joe. And they asked him, like, man, what you smoking and drinking? That's the wrong car you want to come out of retirement on. He going to put you in the nursing home.
Yeah, I don't know if that'd be a good choice.
Hell no. I wouldn't even put that in my vocabulary. I don't even know how to smell Mississippi Joe. So I'll let you know, that'd be the last one.
Yeah.
That's the last one. I ain't thinking about it.
Man.
Shake his hand and keep it moving.
I'll race that car if it's on a trailer.
We can wreck the towing vehicles. You put Gangsta Boo on the towing vehicle, and other than that, shit.
Man. Yeah, I just don't get that. But that's when you gotta lock in, man. That's when, you know. When someone's getting like that, you just got to lock it in.
Lock them in quick. And, you know, it's lucky because he got off the hook. They didn't nobody lock him in. So, you know, the other time when he talked shit, didn't nobody lock him in. But now they're trying to lock him in, and he don't want them type of problem.
Who was it? Was it Chemo that was saying if they got all the smoking to stop on the car or something? I forgot who. Someone said something last week about that.
Yeah.
Wow. So he's got a dance card that needs to be filled and stuff like that.
Yeah. See, Melvin, his car is a chassis car. It's an all-out chassis car.
Yeah.
With a 10-5 tire on. You know what I mean? So that's why he was feeling so good, his advantage. Well, I got a chassis car, I put a 10-5 tire on it, and I got the field covered. You know, that's his logic of it. 10 shell, I mean, it's a 10 shell.
Yeah.
You know, only weight in it is him, and he only weigh 150.
I was going to say 150, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That car probably 2400 with him sitting in the car. If that.
Yeah, well, I saw the car down in Lena, but. You know, the hit list that he had going on in the beginning, that, you know, I remember when he was talking that he was going to. I remember him saying he wanted to race a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I remember he got after Wayne pretty hard, too.
Yeah. And Kawhi said he got on no parts of that car. He don't want no parts of white trash.
Wow. I'm surprised, man, because, you know, it's like I expected at Tony's race, you know, he was going to be 5, 6, 7 races deep. That you have to have about 30 gallons of race fuel because he was going to be a busy man.
Yeah. He even uttered the words of Cold Killer.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Shit.
Damn.
Till he actually seen the real deal.
What does Rick James say? That cocaine, the hell of a motherfucking drug, man.
Yeah, till he seen the real deal. Like, oh, shit. Something my car smoking. Something I ain't got a walk right. Something ain't right. You done made 40 passes. Now your car, something ain't right.
Wow. But I know that he was always, he's down to race. I mean, I don't know him like you guys know him, but I just know, you know, the times I've seen him and met him and, you know, talked to him, he's like, he's ready to go. He's ready to lock in.
He just talks. He don't do nothing.
I don't know.
He raced one time. He had one race this year, one. And that was with some guys out of... I want to say Flint, somewhere off in that area. They had a Mustang, and he had that one race, and something happened. They kind of had a nitrogen backfire, and he won that race. That's the only race he raced.
Oh, man.
He ran somebody
in Lima, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he ran, that's when he ran Wayne.
No, he had a race before Wayne. Or maybe that was just a test pass. But maybe, I could be wrong.
I think that was a test pass, yeah. He ran Wayne.
Because I already hit the road by the time the race went down with him and Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he ran Wayne.
Yeah. That, I think that's what. Hold on, man. Let's bring a phone caller in right now. 205-5133. What we got?
What's going on, Tails?
Hey, what's up, baby?
Hey, nothing, man. I see y'all coming up on the year tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's the day. They haven't kicked me off or fired me yet, so I guess we must be doing something right.
Y'all doing pretty good, man. What's going on, Tyson?
Hey, what's happening?
Boy, y'all don't know sleepy voice when y'all hear me, huh?
Oh, what's sleepy,
that?
Man, you sound different. You sound different.
Oh, that's a shame. My people don't know me no more. I guess I might just do what I've been doing, lady, just listening to the show and not pushing one button.
Oh, no, sleepy. You sound like yourself.
I'm always on, man. I just don't push the button all the time. I'm always on.
What's going on, man?
I'm going to click in. Nothing, man. Just working as usual, man. Trying to get this stuff together, man, so I can get ready to come up that way for business race.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What's that?
I said you think you might make it to business race?
We're trying real hard right now, man. I'm trying to I doubt I'll be coming with the Vega.
That's okay. As long as you come, man.
But I'm trying to make it right now. I should be all done with my baseball, my summer league, all that stuff that I got going on. And
cool.
So my wife's got family in Chicago, so I'm trying to work a deal where you just go see the family for a little bit. I'm just sneaking in Indiana, see what my people are doing.
Yeah, I would like to see you, man. I hope you can make that trip.
I'm working on it, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping to get there. How's the Hot Rod coming along?
I'm going to pick it up when I go up there for business race.
Oh, okay.
Lordy. My Hot Rod's still up there. I'm going to pick it up and bring it home and put all the pieces together. The motor's here, the truck there, so I'm going to bring them together.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
I'm more sleepy.
Nice.
So I should be able to come back up there for that one race that Tony gonna have. And he got a race in September or something up there, September 3rd, I think he said.
I think he got one in September and August.
I know. I thought I heard him say something about one in September.
I think he did say one in September, and he got one in August.
Okay, I'm not going to make August. That's too close. September, yeah. Yeah, I made it make that one. So that's what I'm coming up that way for, to pick it up and bring it back this way. But other than that, man, I've been listening in, man. And I might not push the one button all the time, but I've been listening. I see that one show about to drive you guys crazy, ain't it? That Street Outlaw show, man. That's been the topic for what, about 3 weeks now?
Oh, dude. You know, I'll tell you, Sleep.
You know what happened, Sleepy?
No, I don't.
I'm going to keep it real with you, Sleepy. This is what happened, right? See, they on them hard because they called out California.
Okay. I remember hearing
California
about that.
Wait a minute. California went out there and whooped his ass.
Well, whooped that nose. I was on the show when you were talking about it. Like I said, I be listening all the time, K.O. I just don't push the one button. I just got to sit up and listen to you and Cam and Tyson and other callers, man. But I'll be on the line.
Man, I'll tell you, I just watched the show tonight for the very first time, watched the whole show, and, you know, I really, and I mean this with all sincerity, I think these bunch of rednecks don't send white people back to the Stone Age, because this is how bad it is. Dude's street racing his car with his dog sitting shotgun, and the minute that dude leaves, that dog looks like one of them stickers all plastered up against the glass.
You know, they all look at it like this, man. I mean, I look at it like this, you know. If they don't come to one of the Grudge matches, anyway, it don't have to be in Mississippi, it don't have to be in Macon, it don't have to be in Alabama, but if they just show up and prove that they the baddest, then they can claim to be the baddest. Anybody can say they the baddest, but until you meet the baddest and beat the baddest, you're not the baddest. You know what I'm saying? You can make a pair of lips to anything.
That's what I say. Once you put a title on your back, the way they doing is saying they got the fastest cars in the country.
Right.
You don't put a title on your back now, so now you got to back that up.
Right. If you got to say that, to claim that, you got to go out and do that, though. You can't just be running in Oklahoma saying that you're the baddest in the world when you only running in Oklahoma. You know?
Only running Oklahoma.
But that's why I watched it one time, man. I haven't watched it since. Because I look at it like this. If you're so bad, how come we didn't, I never heard of you till now? Till you got to the show. So that's why I don't even watch it no more, man. I don't even watch that show no more, man. I watched it one time, and that was it.
That's the same thing.
You know, you show up at one of these Grudging events and whoop somebody that's about something, go kill any of them guys. So you come to the Grudging event and whoop any of those bad boys that we got in Grudging, then you can be claimed as one of the baddest, but it ain't no such thing as the baddest, because any given day, the baddest can get whooped.
Right,
you know?
So you get whooped.
So,
now, they probably the baddest in Oklahoma. They probably the baddest in Oklahoma, but yeah, that's your backyard.
But let them tell it. We don't know that because that episode I watched, that Monte Carlo match, that no wall. That episode that I watched.
Yeah.
So you know.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you, I learned a lesson watching this show though. There is a difference between hillbillies and rednecks. Hillbillies can drive a car. Rednecks are just plain stupid, and I don't mean I know my ex brother in law is from Alabama, and he calls himself a redneck. So I gotta call him a hillbilly, because he never raced since 55, running around town with a shot, with his dog sitting shotgun in any street races or nothing like that. So I got to give him at least credit for that, for having common sense.
Yeah,
but, you know, watching that truck, I mean, to me, and I'm just ballparking a number, that truck's got to be at least a low 10-second ride. At least, maybe even quicker, but I'm just going to the slow. And you got your dog shotgun. You know,
I think that's his woman, because I don't see him with a woman on the show. So I think that's his woman.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know, man. That Asian invasion dude might be his little buddy. But, you know, I'll tell you, I'm thinking about, you know, maybe I should strap my 4-year-old in the Vegas. Come on, honey, let's go get some ice cream. Jeez. It makes no sense, man. And here's the part that gets me. Who's the moron here? The guy for putting his dog in the truck, or the Discovery Channel for video or for filming the idiot putting his dog in the truck to go street racing? I can't decide who's the bigger moron in that situation. Does that make good TV? Okay,
crazy.
we're already racing street illegal. Street races, but then to go throw a dog in there on top of it.
Well, one thing about it, that dog is faster than a greyhound.
Now, Sleepy,
that's the first dog
wrong?
We've seen
am
with
license,
so it is faster than a greyhound.
Hey, Taylor.
Yes, sir.
That year sure went fast, didn't it?
What's that?
I said that year sure went fast, didn't it?
Wait. I just when you said that, I just had this thought. If this guy is racing his dog with his dog in the car, do you think the Humane Society? The Humane Society, after they've seen this, is going to get after them?
Would you consider that animal cruelty, Tail?
You know, I think that may
have you seen that?
Animal.
Have you seen that poor dog? Man, that poor dog walking looked like every bone in his body aching.
It looks like it walked
when
sideways.
When he dumped that clutch in that truck. Man, that dog had to fly in the back of the bed somewhere.
Oh, it went completely out of the shot. You know where they think those little animals and they put the little stickies on the paws and the back legs and they stick them in the window? I bet that's what that motherfucking dog looks like when he just leaves.
Man, he dumped that clutch. That dog flew clean out the camera. I said, where did that dog go? It had to go in the back of the bed somewhere.
He's stuck on that glass, man. I mean, I'm sure laws in Oklahoma are different from laws in California. But, you know, common sense is just that. And
that's
crazy. Man, I think somebody just dropped a stupid bomb in Oklahoma City, and that's just the fallout of it.
Oh, man. That's crazy. Yeah.
Man. Well, you know what? I got to tell you this, though. I did see this. This was, I want to say, probably about 1973, 74, when we used to run the Elsinore race out here, the Lake Elsinore race. There was a dude who put a carpet on his gas tank, and he had his dog that would sit in front of him, and he'd actually race this race.
Mm.
Now, granted, he wasn't going as fast as everybody else, but when he got on the motorcycle, the dog would just jump up on the seat and everything, and the guy would just take off. And I'm just thinking, wow, that looks cool, but the guy comes in last. Maybe if he got rid of the dog, to be a little bit faster. Just saying.
Yeah.
Man, and these people get a TV show. I think reality TV has killed everything because now I'm starting to see where these guys go out and catch alligators in the lake. And so this other show with where they drive the trucks in the snow or the ice, like in Alaska.
Oh, no. You see the new one they got? Naked on an Island. Where they drive these people to the island, and they got to get naked before they get off the boat, and they got to survive 21 days naked on an island. Whatever they find, they got to eat. Whatever they can find their eating source, they don't leave no food for nothing. And then they put them on one island, a smaller island. They got to stay over there for so long. Then they got to swim their ass across to another island. Now, I need you mind, it's tiger sharks, it's goddamn stingrays in the water, all type of shit. Now, they got to swim over to another island that's infested with snakes, poisonous snakes, all type of shit. And they butt naked.
And here's the thing. What part of this do we not understand? Now, think about what you just said, all the conditions. And you know what? They'll still find 12 idiots that'll do it. So what, win $50,000? Fuck, rob a bank.
Man, that's crazy.
Why?
I think they ran out of things to do. I think they seriously, the reality is running out of things to do.
What's that show called? Ice Road Warriors or something like that, what I'm thinking of with the truck.
Oh, yeah. I'm
semi-truck.
I live
in California. What the fuck do I care about who's driving a truck in the snow?
You ain't gonna never see no ice and snow, no way.
Shit, no.
The closest thing to ice and snow you're going to get is in the deep freeze.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The truck almost went off a cliff. Well, then take another motherfucking road. Dude. I don't get it, man. Reality TV, I just don't get it.
Some of that stuff is stupid, man.
Most of that shit is just fake. But that's what I'm saying. You get Grudge Inc. involved. You get this kind of racing involved. There ain't nothing fake about this. Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of jawing going on, but the racing's real. The people in it are real. Everybody build their cars.
It's real. Everything is real. This is real reality. Nothing staged, nothing fake. You're going to hear shit you ain't supposed to hear. That's a reality show. You hear stuff you're not supposed to hear.
And the thing about all this with Grudge Inc. and even the guys that they go to Grudge Inc. races, but maybe they're not with Grudge Inc. I lump everybody into all this because I don't want to separate nobody. But you get everybody that does what we do when we have all these races, you know, they've been doing this for so long. They're not on TV. You know, they're not doing this for publicity. This is stuff that they do all the time. Every weekend, they're going to a different state or maybe staying in their backyard, but they're racing every single weekend. Or if they're not racing every weekend, they're locking up races for maybe a couple months from now and stuff like that. You know, that to me is reality. How
I'll tell you.
From what we do is outlaw racing.
I'll tell you, for instance, if they come to Biz Race, they can film that one race, and it'd be a year worth of filming at that one race.
They'll be like, where the hell did this shit come from? Why haven't we been, you know, why is it that they're not, they're not seeing that picture? Well, who knows? maybe the Travel Channel will send somebody out there to go check out this race and see what it's all about. And you'll know who it is, because it'll be the guy who's got his eyes real big, looking at, like, what the hell is this? That's who you'll know. That's when you know who it is. Or you got some white guy out there in a suit asking a million questions. Well, what kind of racing is this? How come you don't have the timing lights on? How come this? Then that's when you know who they are. They're a dead giveaway, man.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
But I would, man. I would love to see them just come experience what real racing is. You know, let them come out and see. This isn't something where you need a script. You know, someone doesn't have to be in someone's garage saying, "Hey, you know what? We really need to get our car ready." It is not like that. If you lose, well, you know, there's always another day. No, there's not another day, man. We're racing for a lot of money. I don't know what those guys are racing for on the show, because I didn't hear anybody talk about it. It seems like all they talk about is a position.
That's all they do. Talk about position, and I seen them. Maybe one, I think it was Doc or one of them. They put up $500, but them the only ones I seen put up any money. They just run for positions.
So I want to get this straight. These guys are taking a nitrous car and a Pro Charger car, and they're on 33-inch tall tires, and they're racing for $500. Got to be a redneck.
Yep, $500.
Got to be a redneck.
$500. That's what they.
I got me a car like that. Oh. $500 ain't even gonna cover the punk out.
He just paid his tires. He spent $500 on a set of tires, so that just paid his tires for his tires.
You know, I don't get half that shit, man. I think they're a bunch of morons. I get tired of you talking about those clowns. Because I just think they're all full of shit. Hey, you guys, sit tight, man. I'm gonna go to the phones right now.
Go ahead. Do your thing. Do your thing.
313-6547. We got?
What's up, Trail? This is Big Fred calling in.
Hey!
131.
What's up,
man? Getting it in over here, bro. These boys out here riding tonight.
Hey, is that where everybody's at tonight? Is 131?
Yes, we're here at 131. Detroit against Chicago. Detroit did our thing and brought the trophy home. Hold on, man. I'm on the radio show.
Fred, let me ask you this question, Fred, real quick. They got any of them clowns from Oklahoma? Did they show up?
I haven't seen anybody from Oklahoma down here.
They'd be the scared white people, in case you're looking. They'll have nothing but fear in their eyes if they're there.
Hey, I ain't seen them there. Everybody out here having a good goddamn time. Man, I'm telling you, this is a phenomenal event down here. Little Tony, number one slouch, Motor City Mafia, doing their thing, man.
Oh, good deal, man. So, any upsets?
Yeah, we upset Chicago. Johnny Quick just got upset by the executioner, Dom. There's a discrepancy. Who went? He's supposed to run today, but the quarter mile light was on, and so it was a little discrepancy there. So, but the track said the executioner won today.
Did he win the belt?
The belt went up.
Oh, okay.
So we got the more race, Rube and LaBelle, they showed up. Rube came out here and called out damn near everybody. We got Cold Killer here. He called out everybody on the track. Whoever want to do something on 29, get out. And nobody made the call.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, like I said, man, it's going down. We have a good goddamn time. We defend the whole track. as always. Showed appreciation to the fans, you know, so doing our thing.
Oh, dude, that's cool, man. So Detroit won it all, huh?
Yep. So just call in and let everybody know what's going on.
Hey, Fred, let me ask you real quick. When you guys when you guys do these races and stuff like that, you guys keep, like, a win-loss record?
Yeah.
What is it now?
I couldn't tell you right now. I couldn't tell you right now what it is. But I'll get back with you. You guys have got Rube coming up, and to see what's going to go down. I'll go on mute, and I'll let you know what happened.
All right, baby. Yeah, you know, I knew there was a race at tonight. And I knew those guys from Oakland. See what I mean, man? Shit-talking motherfuckers. They said they're going to show up out there, and they don't.
They'd be the
scared white guys with their cars still on the trailer.
They knew they wasn't coming. Oh, Ruben LaVell got their car together. That's another car to fly.
Ooh, and Cole Killer's up there, man. Laying down, he won't run. Hey, what kind of car does he have?
A Regal. Great, they call it the Great White.
Another G body.
I was listening to Mississippi Joe Friday when they was down in Rockingham, and shit, everybody said they went down there and made a pass. They said that motherfucking pass was so out of sight that it was burning so clean. Got the damn flames was purple.
Oh no, shit, huh?
Said the flames was purple. Mississippi Joe said he turned to his brother. He said, "Take your time with the gangster boo, cause goddamn he looked good."
Damn.
He said, "Ain't no rush. Man. Take your time."
Damn.
He said, "Cause Cole Killer ain't playing."
Where's the speaking of Regals? Where's your girl been at, Miss Lee? She ain't been on for about 3 weeks, man. Where'd she go?
I think she got mad because Kevin muted her mic.
I think she got mad because Kimo was riding her, man. Kimo was talking all kinds of shit. Getting her all, I thought she was going to jump through the phone and start swinging on Kimo, man. She got all rattled. She's been missing MIA.
It showed
sounding
like that.
What's that?
I said it showed sounding like that, like she wanted to jump to the phone on Kimo.
Oh, yeah, man. She was mad. It's almost like she didn't want to. She was. Well, he was talking a lot of shit, though, too, man. You know, he wasn't being too. Too nice.
Yeah, he was talking shit.
Oh. Hey, Sleep, you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing okay.
Hey, Sleep, so what's been happening down in Alabama way, man? I haven't really, man, I didn't even talk to DJ in a while, man. What's happening down there?
Well, not much, man. I think DJ getting his car back straightened out. I think he, went back through his motor again or something. I heard him talking on the phone the other day when he was on his show. And there's been some racing going on over at Montgomery Motorsports. But I'm going to be heading to Hattiesburg tomorrow. Gadget and Dick Clark having a race tomorrow in Hattiesburg. So I'm going to head over there and check them guys out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know why they've been well, they've made a few announcements over the airways that they and Gadget throwing the show tomorrow. So I'm going to. Gadget gave me a call. I told him I would come over and check him out tomorrow. See what's going on over there. I got to get up that way, though, man. I heard Big Fred said Detroit's got it on Chicago. You know, I'm a Chicago boy. I got to make some calls now, find out what happened. I want to know if Donnie is there, you know, all the, you know, the Kevin Hill was supposed to be going over there. I want to know who they are, you know.
No, Biz and Donnie out there. Donnie,
they
tried to get him to come, and he said he had to went on vacation.
Right, he said he had a family thing.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not trying to, Sleepy, you know I got love for you and everything. I'm not trying to start controversy on my show because that's not what we do here. But let me just ask this question. Are you saying Detroit won by default, maybe? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, what I'm saying is, how can you claim victory when you didn't whoop the bad boys? The bad boys wasn't there. You know, the ones that can really give you some competition. You know what I'm saying?
A couple of guys
that's not in their class might have went over there from Chicago. Because believe you me now, there's some boys over there that can run with them boys over in Detroit. And Tyson a witness to that. But if they wasn't there, I mean, don't get me wrong, it is what it is. Detroit got them tonight, but the big guns wasn't there, you know. That's all I'm saying. I'm not taking that away from Detroit, you know.
It's all going to boil down into the 27th.
That's right. Because then all the Chicago bad boys have been in the house, and I'm hoping all the Motor City bad boys have been in the house, so we can really put an end to this Detroit, Chicago, who the baddest, you know?
Yeah,
if they can all get up in the house.
Listen, you and Tyson and all the listeners should know better. There ain't never going to be an end to Detroit and Chicago. Y'all like the Hatfields and McCoys, man. You guys are going to stay after it. And after your kids, your grandkids, your great-great-great, this is something that is never going to end.
You're right about that, Tail. But like I was saying, though, like I said, like Detroit won tonight. You can't take that away from them. But I want to see the bads of the bad meet the bads of the bad, and they sell it that way, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know it's going to be another one after that one, another one after that one. I'm talking about now. They get all the players in the game in the house. That's what I want to be there to see. You know, then that won't be biased out.
But I believe Chicago was up on us. I do believe they still up on us. So I do know that. They still up on us. Some of my Detroit people ain't going to be. Yeah, but my cow can be strong. That's just my opinion. You know, everybody had their opinion, but I believe they still.
The thing about it, like I said, they're gonna be like Detroit won tonight. So you better believe it's gonna be some repercussions coming, like Tyson did come to 27th.
Now, is there a shootout at this race with Chicago and Detroit?
No, supposed to be straight good. Only people that might be going to do a shootout deal are going to be Kim Lynch and Billy Gooden. They're going to, that's out two out three or whatever I think Bill was saying. But other than that, no, I think it's going to be strictly good because they're talking about shutting the lane down. And I think Bill said, if I'm not mistaken, 6, 7 o'clock, ain't no more testing and doing it. He's going to shut that down and go strictly good.
Oh, yeah. Exactly what he said.
Good.
He said, so everybody better get there early, get their testing in.
Right.
After 6 or 7, ain't no more testing.
Strictly good. If you ain't in that line of good with somebody, you might keep your car on the trailer.
That's the only way you're going to test.
Yeah, Billy Gooden and Tim Lynch supposed to be a match race.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Billy Glenn and Steve Lynch. I mean, Tim Lynch supposed to
be a match race.
Yeah, that's going to be the last time
they met, Billy Glenn won, so they're going there.
Yeah.
They're going to be at that race to sell the score.
Yeah, they said Billy Glenn.
Well,
You know, they come out to the race in November that I go to out in Las Vegas, the Super Streetcar National.
Mm-hmm.
They're out here. They come out here for that thing. I think Billy Glidden won it last year.
Wow.
The whole thing. Man, it's just him and his wife.
Right.
That's their whole crew on that whole car, man.
It's him and his wife and two parents. You should see her hands, man. Her hands is just as rough as his.
Mm.
She's wrenching on that car like no other, man.
Yeah, her hands is just rough as his.
I was by their pits and I had a spark plug and I was walking. I walked past the pits and I go, hey Billy, can you do me a? I don't have my glasses. Can you read this plug for me? Oh wait, I went to his wife. I go, I'm sorry, I was talking to the wrong person. Can you read this? And he just started cracking up and he's like, dude, that wasn't funny. Yeah, it was. Trashy
rentals.
I gotta get it right.
I seen him. I don't know. I think we was at 131. One of them events they was at, and we was, I always mess with them drivers, so I'm kicking and messing. He was out there, messing with the car. I said, Billy, man, you need me to drive that thing? He said, I don't think you can handle this car. He's scared of black off.
What you guys doing yelling tonight? Where's yelling at tonight?
He might be getting a little bit for change.
Oh, okay.
Oh, eating it.
Well, hold on, man. Hey, let me get to the callers real quick, man. We gotta start letting some of these guys in. We start having too much fun, I forget. Let's go 773-8490.
Hello?
773-8490.
You mic's live. How's it going? I'm sorry. I'm outside water and grass playing with the kids, man. I used to hear you guys call me. Actually, I just keyed in for one little quick statement here. You said earlier about you guys were talking about mile an hour. And I forgot I had keyed in earlier. But listen, let me explain something to you. A car can spin over so bad that it can actually run a whole lot of mile an hour, man, and be way off on a VT. So, generally speaking, mile an hour really don't give you ETR time. Most of the time, it will tell you where his ET is at, but there are a lot of occasions where mile an hour will not give you ET. It'll be way off.
I've seen it be as much as 10 miles an hour off. I agree with that because my mile an hour has been so far off on my ET lately, just be it because of weather or, certain things. And but it'll still give you a ballpark of what the car can do.
Most of the time, it will give you a ballpark figure where it's in. But there are occasions where mile an hour can cost you a lot of money because it can throw you so far off on a guy's ET. It's ridiculous. It really can.
Right.
I mean, I've seen cars run ridiculous mile an hour, and the ET don't even come close to matching up. And I've seen it be robbing the money. What makes the best horsepower? Is it these superchargers, turbochargers, or nitrous?
My opinion, if I had the money to build something, I would probably go with a turbo.
Okay, turbo?
I had a turbo.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2.
I don't know who that is.
It's not me.
Oh, it must have been our caller because he just dropped. But, I'm still going to answer that question. I had the turbo bike. Tuning is nice. I've never had a pro charger or a supercharger or anything like that. And I'll be honest, and everybody knows on this show, I'm definitely afraid of nitrous. So I like the turbo. I like the way the power comes on. I like the mile an hour is there to run somebody down.
They're not good. Well, I shouldn't say they're not good. I'm sure they could be good eighth mile cars, but I don't run eighth mile. So for me, if I had the money to build a motor, I would definitely do a turbo car.
Oh yeah, you know, hands down, turbo, you know, make the most power. You know, I seen a turbo car and it had problems. The car went 8-11 at 206, and it had problems. A good nitrous car, that's at its best. You know what I mean? If that's what the nitrous car got in it, it's at its full potential, and it had problems.
Well, see, for me,
them turbos and pro chargers, they make ungodly horsepower.
I think for, but you know, if you are a good tuner with the nitrous, or you have somebody that's a good tuner with the nitrous, hey babe, I got your mic back open, man. You're back on. If I have a good tuner with the nitrous, it won't make me nervous. I am just not a good tuner when it comes to the nitrous. That's why I prefer the turbo.
Right.
Tayo.
Yeah.
Wait, I love that. Is that call the film line to ask you that question about which one makes the most power?
What's the, yeah. Oh, no,
well,
I don't know if he knows,
you know, the gangster boot was a nitrous car, and changed stacks from Monte Carlo, the twin turbo. And the gangster boot ran off and left him like he was sitting still.
Oh,
Tim
wow.
Lynch car is a twin turbo, Billy Glidden whooped him, Billy Glidden nitrous.
Right.
So I'm thinking like you think. I think it all depends on that tuner.
And the hit too. You know, the turbo comes on, you know, a little bit when you leave, that nitrous is bam right there off the get go.
Right.
So it just depends on the tuner and how your car is set
right.
up, I think.
Right.
Like I said, if I was a good tuner on nitrous, I'd probably have a couple kits on the Vega. I'm not a good tuner when it comes to nitrous. And where my problem is, I have to rely on somebody who is, and still in the back of my head, I'm guessing, I'm wondering, is this the right setup? Is it going to backfire? And so then that kind of takes me out of my game. So when I'm familiar with something, I think that's what it works for me.
Mm-hmm.
I got your mic back open, babe.
It's all about the tuner, because you can look at them ADRL nitrous cars. They running right with them damn turbos. You know what I'm saying? Low 3 seconds in the eighth. And, you know, it's all about
that's
the tuner.
That's why I asked that question. Because some guys will say turbo and some guys say nitrous. But if that nitrous is tuned in correctly, I don't see a turbo car running. In fact, we're speaking of Billy Glidden and Lynch. I think the last race they ran, didn't Billy win?
Yeah, he did.
Billy's the nitrous car.
Yeah, Billy
right.
up on
win this time. And
but
Billy,
then, but
more
then go
likely,
back.
More than likely, Billy
but then
will
then
win.
But then you go back with Billy, though. Billy is a hell of a damn tuner. You know what I'm saying? He got damn small blocks, smaller than, you know what I'm saying, the average small block out there running them big-ass 800, 900 cubic inch motors.
He got the tricks of the trade. Yeah,
we just talked about this last week when Dog was on the show, and you know when Dog was talking between the nitrous, remember the caller called in and wanted to know why turbos aren't allowed in shootouts and stuff like that. Like I guess more it'll dictate on what level that you're at too. You know, what kind of car you're going to be running. I mean, if this was such a great thing, you know, NHRA would probably let you run turbos or blowers and pro stock or whatever you want to do there, or nitrous. But I think that there is an advantage when you're running a turbo or a supercharger or a nitrous. It's finding the setup. And if you have a killer setup, especially like what Billy Glidden has, I mean, it's going to work every time. You're going to be able to put, and the key is putting all the power down to the tires without blowing them out. There's your key. So, the turbos have a softer hit. The superchargers might have a little bit of lag off the get-go. The nitrous just comes on full bore right when you go. I mean, you got your progressor and, the timer
right.
And everything where all the nitrous comes in. But, it's how much nitrous your motor can handle compared to
it's
how
just,
much boost you can put it into or into a blower, pro charger, or even the turbo.
It sums it up like this. If you look at a lot of guys, that's what they started off with is a nitrous car. So they're going to learn every bit how to tune the nitrous or how to make it better ET, better 60-foot. That's their shit. Now, like DJ Grant, that was his first car, was a boost car. So that's his game. You know what I mean? He going to make it do whatever it do to learn everything there is that work. That's just like it is. You know what I mean? Nice as my shit, I'm going to try to learn everything I can possibly learn that's going to work for me. And, that's just the way it is. Guys, turbo guys and nice guys, stick with the nice. And,
I think the last couple years,
yeah, these nitrous cars are right there with the turbo cars. They shit before turbo, they was dominating. They was killing the nitrous cars.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
so,
and that's
my point right there. If you look back at the history of nitrous and turbos, nitrous is in front. If you just do a little summary of nitrous cars, racing turbo cars, and superchargers, you'll find way more wins for nitrous cars than you do any other cars.
Yep. They don't cost the game. These nitrous guys don't caught up and shit. It ain't no, what I'm saying? Some of the turbo guys are going back to nitrous cars.
Yeah. Well, actually, we was out front. They cut up to us because you got stagnated where you was at because you're so far out front. And now nitrous is starting to come on again.
They're starting to come on in. Yep.
Yeah. Come on. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm looking for Billy to win 27. I'm looking for Billy to do it again. And then again, some of them, you look at it like this here. You can hit real hard with nitrous off that line. You get way harder with nitrous than you can a turbo off the line. Well, what's to keep it from going down the line with these 3 and 4 stage kits they got now? So how are you going to catch up?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's where it's
hard.
Yeah, you might just get out and stay out. And I think that's what a lot of the nitrous guys and the tuners are figuring out with the nitrous. And like I said, that's the thing. If you got a good tuner, man, on a nitrous car, I think that's the whole thing. When I had my turbo bike, I actually jumped up the compression in the motor a little bit more than what it was supposed to, just to get rid of that turbo lag. And it seemed to work good. Motor ran good, everything. And we raced that bike in a top gas class, and that class was an 820 class. And everybody's on a car tire in that class, and we're on an 8.5-inch slick tire, a small tire, and probably only running, I think we were only running like 9 pounds of boost because the bike ran so fast and so hard, we got away with it. And all we were doing, to keep the bike in the numbers was just playing with the turbo, the wastegate, how much boost we were putting in it. That's pretty much all the tuning we did on that. We get to the track and then cut her loose there. As long as we didn't break out of that 820, we was in good shape.
You know what's so funny is I was at a NMCA event, a pro mod shootout, and you know Sonny Leonard was there. All the big name guys was there, and I was standing around, you know, watching Sonny Leonard do something to one of his cars. He was messing around with the nitrous on one of his cars. His car had an 800, 868. They have five systems on it. So, you know, I'm just talking to him. I'm asking knowledgeable questions. I'm not coming to him and asking stupid questions. Well, what's, you know, I'm asking knowledgeable questions. I'm, you know, I say, well, I know that's anywhere from 8 or bigger. I said, well, why does the bigger motors need so much nitrogen? And you know, he finished what he was doing and he let the other guys do it. And he, you know, he talked with me, he kicked it with me. He said, let me tell you, he said, you might see all these systems on this big motor, and 9 out of 10 people think like, oh, that's a big pig. He say with these bigger motors, the nitrogen used to tune the motor, that's why it be so many systems on. He said, we use the nitrogen to tune it. I'm like, wow. He said, that's why you see these 3, 4, 5 kits on here, because we add horsepower and tuning the motor with the nitrogen. I was like, wow.
See, that to me, that sounds crazy.
Straight, you know, he said, you don't see, you know, we switching this, we switching that. You know, we come and check. We check, look, you know, clutch. We check this. He said, but that's why when you see these big motors and they have so much nitrous on them and they running them 360s, 370s, is because the nitrous is tuning the motor as it progresses down the track. I was like, wow. Yeah, he was like, it don't be big shots either. He said, a lot of people think some of these guys hitting these motors with 800, 900, 1,000. He said, yeah, it accumulate to be 1,100 or 2,000 worth of nitrogen. He said, but it's progressive bringing it in. He said, some of them might be hitting 250, and you might think they be hitting it with 1,100.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, they got that nitrous instead of just pounding one thing, you know, it comes in like a turbo. And like you said, if you're already a couple cars out and you got 400 coming in when it's wide open, that turbo's got a whole lot of ground to catch, you know, to make up.
Yeah.
And that could be the difference. I guess it's just going to come down there to preference, but like I said, I would do the turbo only because I'm familiar with it. But if I had a tuner with the nitrous, you know, if like Chad's really good with the nitrous, you know, and he wants me to put a kit on my car. And say, you know, I don't know enough about it to start tuning on it. And he's like, I'll take care of the tuning. I'll take care of it. And I'm just nervous with the nitrous. I'll be honest.
It ain't nothing to it, Tayo. You just do the three lug all the time. Once you hit the backfire, don't get out of it. It's gonna clear up. That's what three lug.
Oh. Yeah, but see, those guys are on kill status, man. I don't know if I'd go that crazy with the nitrous or nothing like that on my car. That's just too, you know, not for my application. I'd have to do a whole different motor if I wanted to get, you know, crazy like everybody to play with those cars.
That's what make the world go round. You got to have good people on your team.
Yeah, and I'm really starting to think about running that outlaw class out here, running the outlaw on that 26-inch tire. See what, because now they're allowing back half cars into it. So we just have to see if, you know, what the car will do on those tires. I think the car will stick on those tires. We'll just have to wait and see what, have to get a set and try it out.
That's to the 8, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's just 8 mile there.
Right, 8 mile.
But, you know, it's that class is starting to get pretty big and pretty wild. And now that class, believe it or not, the 8 mile, but they got they got a lot of pro chargers and turbos in that class too.
Oh, okay.
And you know, and then the rest are all nitrous cars.
Right, right.
But you know, it's pretty good. That race they had last week when I was in Vegas, or 2 weeks ago, they had that that outlaw class against a class they call Quick Street. And Quick Street is all, they're all motors, all motor cars. And that shootout was pretty good. And I think at the end, it was actually a motor car and the 8.5 car in the finals.
Wow.
So, yeah, and I don't remember who won. I was already packing up. Because I went all the way to the semifinals. Yeah, and I got my big paycheck coming. Probably $20.
Hey, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. You was in the game.
It's Vegas,
that's all that matters.
It's Vegas.
You was in the game, baby. You took that gamble when you was in the game.
Yeah, I just wanted to get some laps on the car and run it. And that bracket racing shit's for the birds, I'll tell you that much. Give somebody a 4-second head start. And then you got to run them down. I did. But no, it's all good, man. I think I'm going to dabble in the nitrous with the Vega. I'm going to try it on there and maybe not put a whole lot to it and just... But then, like Chad said, once I do it, he says that I'm going to want more and more and more and more. And...
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You don't have a big gorilla up in there.
I don't know.
The moral of the story, that's always the way it ends up out. Start off small, and next thing you know, like, man, look at what they done got me into.
That's what I'm afraid of, man. I don't mind being on the motor. But that nitrous would be a different beast.
He's still making up with his wife. His wife seen a receipt where he paid for a motor. And I don't know where she found it. I don't know where he left it in the house. He should have kept it at the shop. Lord have mercy. She's like, I know this ain't a motor you just bought. This son of a bitch cost more than half of my goddamn house.
See. I'm trying to think, man. I saw a car. It was on the internet. And I'm trying to think of the name that was on the car. It had something to do with divorce. I forgot what it was. Dang it. But it was hysterical.
the picture was just, it was funnier than shit. I could see a lot of people getting it, going through divorce court because of it.
That's one thing about it, boy. I never thought I was gonna be in deep the way I was, you know. My cousin sucked me in.
You know, I talked to Chad not too long ago.
I was just at a regular street car, and he had the race cars, and he took me for a ride in it, and that's all it took. I'm like, man, I want to do that right there. Whatever it takes, I'm gonna do that. Nah, man, you just want to do what you do. You just want to burn rubber. The hell with that. I want to do what that just did. Now I get in it deep. He get out of it. He gonna do what I'm doing. He went and bought him a cruiser. I said, man, you dirty. You got me addicted. Then you get rehab.
Yeah, exactly. Man, you suck.
You get me addicted, then you get rehab and leave me alone. What the hell? So,
moral
of the story is, I'm addicted to racing. I need rehab. So, Discovery, if you listen to that, that's the moral of the story. I'm addicted to racing. I don't care if it's foot races, motor control car races, boat races.
Yeah, man, it's funny because I took my son out to the street races out here, and now his whole thing is, hey, Dad, when are we going to races again? Well, you're not going. I just thought you go out there and see what it was like, and that's it. That's all you get to see. Oh, but, Dad, that was so cool. Well, enjoy it. Something you can tell your kids you got to do in your life. I want to go see some street racing. All right, that's it.
Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised you get a call. Hey, Tayo, did you run somebody the other night? Damn, my car was in the shit, bullshit. You ran somebody last night.
We saw your car on Mansville running. I thought you were going to bring your car on the street.
Like, not my car. Yes, your car.
Now I got to go outside and put the car on the trailer and make sure they're taking off the trailer so he doesn't get away with anything.
And whoever driving it, they drive. You do. You need to let them stay driving.
We knew it wasn't you driving the car, Tail, because the car won.
The car won. We knew it wasn't you.
That guy never lifted. Yeah, we knew it wasn't you.
You granny shipped. So whoever's in there, they wasn't granny shipping. They were shifting at 8,500. We knew it wasn't you.
We saw the ship light on. It never came off.
It never stayed on. It stayed on the whole way. He was like, no, that ain't Tayo, because he had been got out of it. Hey, man, don't tell my dad I was out here. Help me get it back home.
Yeah, I'll cut you in for a hundy. Here you go.
I cut you in for a hundy. Don't tell my dad. Shit, you ain't got to worry about that. Come out here next week. We betting with you.
You know, here it is right here. Oh, this is what it says on the side of this guy's car, his race car. It says, grounds for divorce.
That's what it say on the car?
Yeah, it says grounds for divorce.
Wow.
I can see that. Wow. I think that's funnier than shit.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the only way it's going to get out.
My son is starting to take interest in, coming out and you know, he wants to go out racing with me and stuff like that. But then I'm just,
okay.
If I do that, I'm done deal. Because then he's gonna start wanting the car.
If he likes it,
yeah. It's that drug thing that you're talking about. Just can't give it to him.
Might as well get ready, buddy. You done got him hooked.
Oh. Well, he hasn't gotten in the car yet.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I don't think I'll put him in that one ever. He'll be 20 next month.
Oh shit! He gonna take it out on his own.
Yeah, you know what? I'll be surprised if he can figure out where the switch in the back one to turn that on or not.
Oh, trust and believe. He's been watching. I bet you tell him to go find that cop. I bet he fired up.
Yeah, well, no, we hear it rumbling downstairs. What's up?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they be watching, that's for sure.
I took them out to Irwindale one night when I had my bet. My bet was a car used to street race, and I just go out there and took the boys out there. And, you know, it's just a match race. You know, you're just racing for time. And I come back around, and the guys in front of me that I race, and, you know, the cars kind of back up a little bit, so you're waiting so you can go. And we're right where the kids were. And my youngest boy at the time was 10 years old, 11, and he's heckling the dude. My dad kicked your butt. Your car sucks. And the guy's just, like, looking at this kid berating him. And I got my window down. I'm yelling at him, shut up. And we get back to the pit. And I was walking up to get the kids, and I saw him walking. He goes, hey, you know who those kids were? I go, dude, I apologize, man. That was my son. It's their first time out here. He goes, yeah, man, I didn't know what I did. They were just talking all kinds of crap. I said, yeah, that's what they do. Think after their dad. Can't help them.
Well, these are things is what happens.
Yeah, sure does, man. But, you know, it's all good. I want him to come with me to Indiana. Let him come out there and, you know, and let him see some real
shit. Yeah, he'll really love it then.
He'll probably come home and laugh in my car. Daddy, I want to drive one of those cars.
Yeah, you need to carry him to Indiana because you'll be coming back with a G-body.
Oh, never. Never, never, never. Hey, are the old Monte Carlos, like the 71, stuff like that, are those all considered G-bodies too?
No. Uh-uh. 79, 80.
Okay, I got you.
80 miles G-bodies. Yeah.
I was just curious. My buddy's got his wagon back together. He got a Malibu wagon. And he's just he put the motor out of his Mustang in it. Because the Mustang had a Chevy motor in it because he wanted to go fast. And but now he's building his turbo motor for that Malibu.
Oh, okay.
So I'm kind of curious to see how that's going to run, how that's going to come out. Because that car was good.
I know that guy Eric. from Florida. I think he had a TRZ sponsorship. He had that wagon, Malibu wagon, stock suspension. That car ran real good. I think it was black, yellow, and green stripes on it. Used to be on all the TRZ flyers and stuff. He had a wagon. He's from out of Florida, down in by Big Low and them.
Does Coochie have a car?
Yeah. He got a truck.
Is he have an S10?
Yeah, he got a truck on 28.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, this truck and the other truck he drives. The one they run, Little Red Riding Hood. That's a part of that crew. He drives a truck for my man.
Oh, Coochie drives Little Red Riding Hood?
No, he drives Pass by Gas. That's the name of the guy.
Oh, okay.
Him and Coochie, all them together, Pass by Gas, Coochie, Big Low. All them is one, one group.
Oh, I got you.
Crew Chief have a truck itself. And he drive the Pass by Gas S10 too.
I gotcha. And they're out of Florida?
Yep, they're out of Florida.
Well, maybe I'll have that 10-year-old baseball team give them a shout out and say what's up when they bring that trophy from Florida home back to California.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's a big accomplishment.
You know, they had to play, I guess, all these tournaments out here, and now they're in Florida, and they're 32 teams out there in Florida.
Wow.
Competing for one prize. I don't know if it's done. I know they're out there for a whole week, so it could be a double elimination kind of thing. But, man, being 10 years old and being out there in Florida. Heck yeah, man. And they're at the complex where the Atlanta Braves had their spring training.
Oh, man.
So.
What's so funny is a lot of the young kids really don't know that's the fastest way to get a scholarship through baseball.
Oh, heck yeah.
That's the fastest way. A lot of the young kids really don't know that, because they, like basketball and football. There's nothing wrong with that, but that's the fastest
baseball,
way.
Baseball, you don't need to be 6'3", 280 pounds.
Nope.
Shoot, there's a guy years ago, Freddie Pottak, played for the California Angels and played for the Kansas City Royals. 5'5", played shortstop.
Yeah. Little Cecil Field.
Well, Cecil Field is a monster.
He just a goddamn. He gonna knock the ball from here to California.
Yeah, but you know what? Maury Wills, that played for the Dodgers in the 60s, he's only about 5'8".
Yeah.
No, he sold, 104 bases or 109 bases in a season.
In a season.
If you got speed, they'll come find you.
Oh, yeah, come find you. That's for sure.
104.
That's the quickest way.
But even if those kids don't get that, Tyson, man, the experience at 10 years old, playing in front of all those people, and that's going to be something they're going to carry with them for the rest of their lives.
The rest of their life. So will.
So that's good for them, man.
Just think where they start to where they is now. That's a hell of an accomplishment. Just think all the teams you had to knock off to get where you at.
Oh, yeah.
That's a hell of an accomplishment.
Yeah, no, I get that, man. I'm with them on that. You know, and to see these kids, man, and their coaches, like I said, man, God, I can't remember all their names right now. The assistant coaches, I know Timmy Harper's one of them, and Tim Harper's one of the coaches. He played in the Little League that went all the way to Williamsport. 12-year-old.
Right.
So, you know, he knows that.
Right.
That experience. So yeah, I mean they—I forgot who was they played. It was Taipei or somebody, but they won it all.
Mm.
When he played, now he's coaching his kid. The same kind of level.
Same type of level, right?
So yeah, so you know what? Good for them, man. I mean, you know, they got great coaches. They got good kids. They work hard. They play hard. I'm expecting them to have a good outing.
Oh, yeah, good outing.
These kids,
you know, it's good for them, man. It's good for all of them. It's good for all the kids,
you know,
who made it that far.
And these kids, Tyson, they don't get that, oh, look where we're playing. All they want is a diamond to play on. They don't care where it's at. They don't give them that hype being here or there. Just give them a diamond and they're ready to go.
It is the love of the sport. They love the sport.
Oh, heck yeah.
It's, to them, it's like a bunch of guys getting together and playing baseball on a Sunday park, Sunday morning. That's how they look at it.
Oh, yeah, man. It'll be a good thing, man. I hope they have a good outing, man. Like I said, they're a tough little team. Real scrappy players. God, they just come out. The one game that they had, it was funny, this was a few weeks ago. One of the moms, the parents on the team, I'm good friends with them and their kids, and she's texting me the score, and we're having a bad day. It was an early game, and they were down. I think it was 5-0 or 4-0, and she's texting me, and it was like only in the first or second inning. I'm like, relax. They play 6 innings, you know. And then the last text I got from her, we won. I think it was like 9-5 or something like that. Like, they get all panicky in the first inning. I let it play out.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're a good little team, man. They just
okay.
It just takes them one inning to explode, and they're off and running.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, man, I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. My timer's clicking down right now. We had a good show, like I said, man. It's our 1-year anniversary. And Sleep, you still there, babe?
Yeah, I'm here, Dale.
All right, man. Hey, I just want to say, like I said, give me a holler. I'm going to try and catch up with you in Morocco. One way or another.
Sounds like
another.
The winner, man. I'm still trying to figure out
where I'm going to fly into.
Well, have your checkbook with you because I want my money. We've been on the show a whole year.
Listen,
and,
I got your money. It's hanging on the clothesline right now, drying in the wind, baby. Just got it out of the dryer, but it was still a little moist.
Hey.
So I'm letting the air dry. I wouldn't go spend
I don't
this
care.
Money
I think
nowhere.
It all. I'll
don't
spend it all.
Spend this money nowhere.
Hey, see ya.
Be careful.
As long as it ain't got all the serial numbers, I'm good.
Oh, it's got serial numbers. I just don't know whose they are, but it's got.
As long as it ain't the same serial number on all the bills, I'm good. That shit getting spent.
No, it's got them like what. Like it's like 00001, 00002. No, that's how
hey,
I throw my money out here.
Hey, it don't matter.
But,
it's getting spent.
Guys, thanks for calling in, and I'll talk to everybody next week. We can get some sponsors, pay for some of this stuff, and we getting out of here.
All right,
good,
all right,
yo.
All right, guys, I need to call, bro.
All right, well, I'll see you soon anyway in Morocco.
Mickey Thompson's Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and all cars. They provide these tires with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.